Oh, hey, darling. Sorry, I thought you'd be asleep already. I know, I'm so late. Where have I been? Well, I was late at the office, and then. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that. I was going to talk to you in the morning, but since you're awake, I guess now is a good time. So, you know how we said we'd always be honest with each other? I know, darling. Yeah, I know I can tell you anything. But this time it's actually bad. Oh God, this is really hard to say. You're gonna hate me so much. No, seriously, you will. You really will. I'm just gonna come out and say it. You deserve the truth. So, you know my coworker? Yeah, the hot one. Well, we were working late and we had sex. Oh God, I'm so sorry. One thing just led to another, and we were the only people in the office, and no, please don't. I've been such an idiot. You hate me, don't you? What? You don't? No, wrong answer. Wrong fucking answer. Oh my God. Oh my God. Stop being so nice. I've just slept with someone else, for God's sake. Fuck. And I haven't even told you the worst part yet. I know, but you're taking this strangely well. So, I think you deserve to hear the full truth. It's only fair. And if you're sure you want to hear it. Okay. Right. Well, the thing is, his dick was bigger than yours. Is bigger than yours. I'm sorry. I know you're really insecure about that, but I just had to tell you. How big? Are you sure you want to know? Okay, well, it was like twice as big. Yes, as in twice as big as yours. Yes. As in double. As in your cock is literally half the size of his. And I know I've always said size doesn't matter, but I could honestly really feel the difference. God, what am I saying? This must be the worst night of your life. First, you find out your girlfriend cheats on you with a hot coworker, and then you find out your cock is hard. What? Oh, no. Don't cross your legs. Show me what you're hiding. No, come on. Let me see. Oh, wow. You are hard. Really, really hard. What the fuck? You better start explaining right now, young man. Oh my God, seriously? So, not only are you not upset that I slept with someone else, but you're actually turned on by it? Oh. And it turns you on more when I compare his cock to yours. You fucking perv. Oh my God. Pull down your boxers. Let me see. Fuck me. Oh, actually, don't fuck me. Yeah, I think you're going to be doing precisely zero fucking of me for the foreseeable. Oh, pipe down. I think you want to be denied. I think you want to stay home while I go out and have some fun from time to time, Oh, I saw how your cock twitched just now. Yeah, I know what you are. You're a little fucking beta, aren't you, darling? Say it back to me. Good. Now let's get that little cock lubed up, shall we? That's it. Nice and wet. Let's find out how much of a cucky loser you really are. I give it 2 minutes tops. Oh, I'm so glad that you're not upset. It would really suck if I didn't get to fuck him again. Imagine if I had to go back to this little thing after his massive cock. You like when I talk about his cock, don't you? You want to hear all about how he stretched me out. How he made me feel so full. All while you were sat at home wondering where I was. I bet you were fantasizing about it anyway, weren't you? I bet you had your tiny, pathetic cock in your hand, imagining all the things I could be getting up to after work. Look how hard you are. You've got to be a special kind of loser to be so turned on by the thought of your girlfriend cheating on you. And no matter how hard you're getting, you're never growing. He wants to take me out to dinner this weekend and then fuck me all over again. And guess who's paying for our dinner? You are, my pussy-free pet. And I'm going to keep you pussy-free for now. If I was feeling more generous, I'd let you fuck me right now. I'd let you feel how much looser I am after being with him. Oh, and guess where he came? That's right, darling. He came inside me. And I can still feel it now. If you were allowed to fuck me, maybe when you'd put your dick in, you'd get to see his cum spill out the sides. You'd like that, wouldn't you, my pathetic little cuck? Oh, I can feel in that tiny cock how much of a mess you're going to make for me. Beg me to let you come. Beg me to let you come all over yourself like a loser. Let's have it then. Let's see how pathetic you really are. Come for me. There you go. Good boy. Don't forget to thank me. Thank you what? Now go and clean yourself up. I'm going to bed.